Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. This is Marty Angel here, your host for Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. All right, guys. ¿Cómo están? Espero que se encuentren muy bien. Bienvenidos a otro show de Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Mujer de Éxito Sin Barreras. Hola, Marti Ángel aquí, nada más saludándolos. So today, guys, today I have an awesome and amazing show because this is really hitting home. It is 2020, guys. Remember that song, in the year 2525. Did I just date myself? Oh my gosh, I probably did. I just dated myself, but that's okay. Anyway, it is 2020, guys, and everybody, it's January 16th. I'm recording this on a Thursday evening, January 16th. This will go live on Sunday, January 19th. And so what will happen, guys, is you'll get to hear it over and over and over again. Anyway, so 2020, guys, it is the third week of January, and we are probably right in the middle of either, and if you haven't set your goals and intentions, you're doing that right now. Well, as you're doing that, guys, here's what I want to share with you. Listen to my tips to empower you to live a better life and rock your business. So let's talk about feelings. Feelings, my friends, are energy too. And I know in the last show, I told you that words were energy. And to be careful with the words that you chose. And now, peeps, oh Lordy, I'm telling you that the feeling you put into the words that you speak our energy too. What? Say what? Wait. What? Are you really saying that, Marty? Everything is energy? Yes. The energy behind the words, that emotion that you are emoting out into the world is what will determine the speed at which you get what you want or you don't get what you want. Wait, what? Yeah. If you say, I don't want, and your feeling is one of fear, you know that sinking feeling we get in the gut, then the universe will get that feeling. It'll read it as a vibration. It'll read it as a frequency. And that, my friends, is what you put on that lane of frequency highway. So you are on, it's kind of like that's your kind of car, you know? And so what's happening is you're putting out this feelingness. This feelingness creates the beingness, and the beingness creates what you are attracting, guys. So if I say, I can't stand you and I'm feeling disgust, the universe will put me into that vibrational highway where people, circumstances, and events that carry that same vibrational feeling frequency, that's where I'll be. That's where I'm going to be, on that same highway where those people hang out, right? Wherever those people, those circumstances, those events, whatever it is, that's the frequency highway that I have just put out there, guys. So here's where you got to be careful. We don't even realize, guys, that we're doing this. When you walk into the store, you feel really, really good. Have you ever noticed that? And, you know, and then people have a happy face, and then all of a sudden when they're paying, there's worriedness in their face because they're feeling like, oh my gosh, what if I can't pay this? What if things that are craziness, like Oh my God, where am I going to get the money to pay this? How am I going to get the money to pay this? What if something happens with the money I have? What if there's not enough in the bank account? And whether or not you're aware that you're thinking those things, you're already creating that feeling place. You're already creating the vibrational frequency. And that, my friends, will put you on the frequency freeway. Yep. And so you got to be real careful, guys. You got to be real careful how you're feeling these things. So remember, you don't want to be on the same frequency. You don't want to be on the same highway as other people, circumstances, events who vibrate at the frequency of lack. Yeah, as my dad would say, Simón, que yes, allí no quiero estar. No quiero poner afuera esas emociones que me van a poner en el mismo lugar donde está la gente y donde están los eventos, donde están las cosas del sentimiento de no tener. De no tener bastante, de no tener bastante dinero, de no tener bastante amor, de no tener lo que sea, pero allí voy a estar. Okay? So, it's really important, guys, that you really become aggressively aware of what you're feeling when you are speaking. And even when you're reading, and even when you're sitting at your computer on your bank, looking at your bank account, how many of us actually click onto the bank account, but before we click on, we clear our energy and we say, I have everything I need, and whatever I need comes, and then some. How many of us actually open up our bank account once we've said that? Because we are setting the intention for how we want to feel, and the more you feel this, the more you attract it. Now, here's the deal, guys. People always say, well, I was feeling good, Marty, but I got in, and then it was like I bounced a check. Well, let me tell you kind of how frequency works. This has been my research, and I have researched the law of abundance and attraction, babies, since about 2006. Yep, that's how long I've been working with it. Anyway, guys, so when we begin to feel things, remember this. You have turned the pot on, and you're starting to cook all of those emotions, and you're starting to cook, if you will, all of the things that you want to attract to yourself within the next 3 to 4 days. Now, let me tell you this. Let me just remind you, if you will. Okay? How many of us even remember what we ate last night? So then, how do we know that 3 days ago we were in the right space? Right? Now, again, you have to be in that right space for a minimum of 20 minutes, guys. 20 minutes before it actually begins to really have this vibrational pull. So, the next time you say, I'm going to buy this, and your feeling behind it is one of lack, then the universe will send you fast into the lack highway, baby. The universe will send you into that space where those people, circumstances, and events vibrate at the frequency of lack. So now you not only have to listen to your words, like I said in the past show, but you must pay attention to the feelings you put into those words. Ay, ay, ay. Serio? Oh my God. Or as my now deceased friend would say, no mames. I would have to really think about everything, so then I can't think, I can't talk. Anyway, guys, what was really important that I remember so vividly when I was a kid was that I remember feeling lack. I remember feeling fear. We all do, guys. But we've got to make a choice to get out of that feeling place and into a new feeling place. Whatever you have to do. Sometimes I just have to cry, give myself the 5 minutes to cry and then shake it out. And then maybe sometimes I'll take a shower or I'll take a nap or I'll jump in the pool or I'll do something, whatever it takes to get into a different feeling place. Maybe I'll hug my pets. Shanti, Shakti, Luna, I love you. Anyway, guys, so whatever you have to do to get out of that place, be mindful, guys. Be mindful to notice what you're feeling. Be mindful to notice when you speak what it is you're feeling, because you will, I honestly am here to tell you that you will receive exactly where you will receive is exactly what you are being and what you're vibrating at. You will determine your feelings at the speed at which you receive matter. So your feelings will determine the speed at which you receive matter, right? So it's really important, guys, to not just think about things, but to think about things and notice how you're feeling about things, right? And we've all been there. We, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So how many times have we not told little white lies? And even though we speak the little white lies, we know down deep inside by our feeling that we're telling a lie. So the feeling that you know that you're telling a lie, guys, is critically important. You know, critically important. Because that feeling place is what's going to determine what you are attracting to yourself all the time, guys. So that's really important. So remember this again, that your feelings are energy too. And what you're feeling in that feeling place, guys, is what's going to determine what is on its way towards you. So here's a fun thing I want you to practice. And I practice this every day that I walk my dogs, okay? So as I'm walking the dogs, I look out and into the sky. I open my arms. I open my heart space, which is your fourth chakra. I open it up and I start to begin to just say, thank you, thank you, thank you. And whatever it is, you know, thank you. Thank you, money, for filling my bank account, my body, my business. Yes. And I just feel happy and I keep on saying it. And, you know, and sometimes I'm walking and my daughter's in front and then it's like, oh, she's seeing me be weird. But, you know, I should know better. My kids know that they're living with a sixth sense person. But yes, guys, your feelings are energy too. So acuérdense, guys, acuérdense que lo que están sintiendo es lo que están jalando. Y acuérdense también que lo que están sintiendo se empieza a manifestar en nuestros alrededores, en nuestro medio ambiente, en nuestra vida, más o menos unos 3 días después de lo que empezamos a pensar, a sentir y a y a sacar como emociones, ¿no? Como sentidos. Todos nuestros sentidos tienen emociones y tenemos que tener mucho cuidado de lo que estamos sintiendo. No nada más lo que estamos diciendo, pero lo que estamos sintiendo. Tenemos que ser muy agresivos en la presencia del momento. We have to be aggressively present, guys. Aggressively present if we want to begin to manifest that which we truly desire. Okay? And now let me give you a little tidbit as well. And I've been asked by my students to give a show on the word want and how want actually creates a space. Want shows up in your business. Want shows up in everything. Instead of using the word want, guys, I would like for you to substitute the word want with the word lack. I want more money. Substitution. I lack more money, because the truth of the matter is you are feeling that lack. Because if you weren't feeling that lack, why would you want for more money? I'm excited to have the money I have, and I love that money keeps pouring into my bank, my business, my body, and my bank account. Woo! Now that's a mantra for you. Remember that. Every time you say you want something, normally I would say 99.9% of the time, we are coming from a place of lack. So be mindful, guys. Be mindful. Be aggressively present. Remember that feelings are energy. Really, feelings are energy. Change your energy, babies, and change your life. That's what we want to do. All right, guys. Sentidos son energía también. Acuérdense que tienen que estar agresivamente presente en lo que están sintiendo. Acuérdense. Lo que estamos sintiendo es energía, y energéticamente saca, como quien dice, saca del cuerpo una emoción, ¿cómo les diré? Es como que si en realidad estuvieran sacando un mecate y lo están aventando a que llegue a lo que queremos y lo estamos jalando, ¿verdad? Entonces, lo que tenemos que hacer es ponernos agresivamente presentes de lo que estamos sintiendo. Acuérdense, a la otra que digan yo quiero, en vez de decir yo quiero, están en realidad sintiendo esto. En vez de decir yo quiero más dinero, me gustaría tener más dinero, cuando decimos eso, estamos en realidad decimos no tengo bastante dinero, no tengo dinero. Porque pónganse a pensar, ¿por qué queremos las cosas? Las queremos porque no las tenemos, ¿a poco no? ¿Verdad? ¿Verdad que sí? Sí. Entonces, a la otra, en vez de decir yo quiero, digan, ay, gracias, gracias dinero por llegar a mi cuenta, gracias dinero por llegar a mi cuerpo, gracias dinero por llegar a mis alrededores, ¿verdad? Vamos a pedir y a dar gracias por lo que todavía no ha llegado. ¿Por qué? Porque cuando estamos dando gracias, estamos en un energéticamente en un nivel muy diferente. Así es que ya saben, acuérdense, las emociones traen sentimientos, los sentimientos son energía. Cambia tu energía, cambia tu vida. All right, guys, I hope you found value in this. I'm so excited. If you did, I would love for you to leave me a comment. I would love for you to join my private Facebook group. I would love to share more insights, more tips for you to live your best life and rock your business, guys. Everything I talk about is good for your life and is great for your business. Trust me on this one, guys. All right? Por favor, si quieren ser parte de mi Facebook group privado, por favor, déjenme un mensaje, déjenme un comentario. Y acuérdense que estoy en Instagram, @MartyAngel_ELC, Empowering Latina Coach, Latina Business Coach. I love it, guys. Acuérdense, no me dejen, como decía mi papá, no me dejen colgando, ¿verdad? Entonces, les pido que por favor me manden un comentario, un smiley face, algo así, para saber que están conmigo. Ok, muchachos, nos vemos pronto. Everybody, this is Marty Angel signing off. Thank you. I am so completely and utterly thankful for you And if you got all the way to this point, thank you so much. Now, stay tuned because I will be getting, if you're on my email list, I will be getting, giving you guys some freebies. All right, guys, take care. This is Marty Angel signing off. Until next time in the year 2525, if man is still alive. All right, guys, have a great day.